Staying with the theme of COVID-19 vaccines this morning, it's not just a matter of having vaccines available, it's also the delivery, and that includes having a willing public to accept them. State officials have determined that that is going to require an ad campaign. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Brittany Light's covering that story and joins us now. And Brittany, this starts with the idea that some folks are going to need a bit of convincing to get the vaccine.
That's true. It's expected to be a bit of a challenge to persuade folks who are skeptical about the vaccine to actually roll up the sleeve for it. We have data here from November. The University of Hawaii's Public Policy Center found that just 44% of people they surveyed said they plan to get the vaccine when it's their turn. That's quite a low percentage. So the health department here has their work cut out for them.
It's a disturbingly low percentage, and it's also a decline from a previous survey, as you report, from August, down 7 percentage points. But one of the questions here with any survey like this is sample size, and that seemed relatively small.
Yes, there were a little over 600 people who were participating in that survey, but there is a forthcoming survey. The results of a survey done in mid-December, and that survey had nearly 4,000 Hawaii residents who participated. So this is going to be a much larger sample size. It asked a lot of similar questions. You know, what are your thoughts on the vaccine? Do you plan to get it? Do you not plan to get it? You know, if you're hesitant about it, why? And this is a survey that's being done by a marketing agency enlisted by the state health department. It's called Olomana Lumis, and they are helping the DOH kind of deliver its vaccine message to the public. So the beginning of their ad campaign, you know, of course, is going to start with this foundation of, okay, what are people thinking about the vaccine? What are the opinions that are out there? What are the worries? What are the concerns? Because the things that folks are worried about here in Hawaii, you know, they're going to be different than what people are thinking in New York, a place like New York where people have, you know, lost loved ones to the virus. Of course, that has happened here too, but at a lesser rate. So the concerns here are a little bit different too. And in a week or two, the results of this survey should be available.
Are there any, I don't know, insights or areas of inquiry about what those reasons are and how those can be addressed in terms of concerns? Because again, as you mentioned, that's a very significantly high number here in Hawaii.
Right, and so I think that's what this survey will start to tell us. But from what I understand, speaking with experts here locally, the concerns really vary. Some people are simply alarmed at the speed at which the vaccine was produced. Some people have questions. If I'm pregnant, if I'm breastfeeding, should I be taking this vaccine? I think some people have a little bit of a wait-and-see approach. I might take it, but let me see what happens with all the folks who take it who are in line before me. There have been focus groups as well that the Department of Health is coordinating. And what I'm told by Alan Tang, who is the head of Olomana Lumis, the marketing campaign, is that these focus groups are illuminating that people really, really want their freedom back. They want their life back. They want to be able to, you know, gather at the beach on Sunday with family and hug friends and hug family. And so that's a main concern on the minds of people. So just knowing this can help the Department of Health kind of guide the messaging.
You know, just relatively briefly as a final question, the Department of Health actually does not have the greatest of track records when it comes to messaging campaigns. I'm thinking to the earlier campaigns about just awareness. Is there confidence that this will be a different route?
I think we'll have to see what happens. There definitely have been some issues with communications during the COVID-19 process with the Department of Health. You know, there was some misinformation that was coming out about just the number of contact tracers we have in the state earlier in the summer. But you know, Department Director Libby Char has said that it's one of her priorities to increase transparency and you know, improve public communications between Hawaii residents and the department. So this will definitely be an opportunity for the department to prove whether or not they're taking those goals seriously.
And we'll keep an eye on that. Thanks very much. Brittany, thanks very much.
Take care.
Brittany Light talking this morning about a planned ad campaign by the State Department of Health convincing people that getting the COVID-19 vaccine is a good idea. You can read her story at civilbeat.org.